Water Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Hey, CFRC listeners. In celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
Winter in Kingston can be unpredictable, but a little preparation can keep your home safe and your utilities running smoothly. If you live in a house, be mindful of where you shovel snow. Keep fire hydrants visible so emergency crews can access them quickly. Avoid piling snow against gas meters or outdoor vents. Blocked vents can lead to dangerous carbon monoxide buildup. Be prepared for power outages. Keep flashlights and batteries handy. Charge your devices in advance and never use propane stoves, barbecues, or generators indoors. They can produce deadly carbon monoxide. And remember, local crews work in all kinds of weather to keep your utilities running. Help keep them safe by slowing down near work zones and giving them space to do their jobs. For more winter safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com. Stay safe and be prepared. And the sky.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather. A place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in on the web, it is the 10 o'clock hour, just past the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario. And we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. Oh boy, what a mouthful. I feel like every time I say that little intro for my show, I sound like my voice sounds exactly the same because it's almost so rehearsed at this point. I mean, I'm 66 episodes into the show, so it's pretty much not changed other than moving to 10 o'clock this semester. But I hope you guys are all well. I have a very interesting show concept today, one that I don't think I've ever discovered or like. Not discovered. I've never delved into before, at least on the show. It's a, like a spoken music segment. So I want to clarify, because when I was looking through music, I had to clarify to myself as well what that looked like. It's music that has like a backing track, and it's basically just poetry over top of it. Now, I've had to be very picky, because obviously a lot of hip hop and rap categories might fall into that, and I wanted to be more mindful of maybe not disqualifying that, but like looking and trying to see what is beyond that in terms of spoken music. I do want to go into like a deep dive specifically on like poetry in hip hop and rap, but I think that has to be a separate segment, simply because it's not that it's different, it's just that it's so much more broad than what I'm doing today, that I really wanted to focus on other categories. That being said, I do have one that's hip hop rap adjacent by Gil Scott-Heron coming up, which is culturally relevant right now, but we'll get to that in a second. The first introduction for me, I guess, to this type of spoken music, that's what I'm calling it. I don't know if there's an actual name for it. I had it as like spoken word in music, and then I had to clarify because I feel like I'm stumbling over my words. But there's a difference between just having like spoken word in a song and a song being spoken word. So I wanted to clarify that difference as well. When I was going through this, I was trying to be mindful of how these different categories can cross over and where I'm drawing the line at what I'm considering for this episode. So that cut a lot of things off for me. I hope you're happy with the picks that I have, because I'm happy. I'm excited to showcase them for you. I have some Canadian artists. I have some non-Canadian artists. I tried to find more international, but it's a little bit more difficult because I don't know like the cadence and the rhythm of the way other languages are spoken other than English and sometimes French. So I wanted to really focus on what I was familiar with and then expand from there in later episodes. So stay tuned eventually for that sometime. Next week is not going to be anything to do with spoken word. It's going to be something completely different. So that one's already in the works. We're going to have a special guest. But to get into the first few songs, I suppose, we're going to start things off with the track that I found that sort of triggered this episode concept for me. It's a Canadian artist, Tanya Davis, and I believe she's from the East Coast. A lot of her albums are from in and around like the 2010s and just before. Like there's one from 2006, 2008. This is specifically, this track is from her 2010 album Clocks and Hearts Keep Going, and it's entitled Eulogy for You and Me. And again, this is the track that sort of triggered like, oh, what if I did an episode around this, because my first introduction to that was some of Fiona Apple's stuff, as well as the next track that I'm going to be playing by the lovely Sinead O'Connor. For those of you who might not know what track I'm looking at, it's Famine. This is off of the Universal Mother album from 1994, which was, in my opinion, a wonderful year for music. And again, this is sort of like a poetry reading over top of music, and it was pertinent to a certain issue, which you'll find is something that's a common theme in some of the tracks that I'm playing. After that, I have one from another female artist that was very popular in their scene, which is Patti Smith. This is the Hey Joe single. And this is the one exception where it's not entirely spoken word, because she does sing the chorus. But I do think Patti Smith was one of the people in this sort of spoken music genre that I'm creating. I don't know if it's something that has already been existing and something that people have already spoken about, but this is sort of looking into, again, like certain themes, maybe not so much like broader societal issues, but things that she was observing in her own like music scene and culture in New York at the time. So that's a really fun and interesting pick. And I love Patti Smith. The last summer or the summer before, I read her memoir. And I think it's just really interesting to see artists that didn't necessarily go into music right away. Like they experimented in different facets and areas, and then eventually that just led to them going into music. And that's what Patti Smith did. She was a visual artist across different mediums, but then also was like a poet. I forgot the word for poet for a second. And then that sort of naturally transferred into her work as a musician. So I think that's why this track is so important for me to include while I'm doing this series. But without further ado, we're going to start things off with Tanya Davis with Eulogy for You and Me right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Turn back soon, the season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time, my room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming, short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart's safekeeping, for my soul's heating, to the cold of winter to last. The clock is gonna turn back soon, I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays, and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go, no, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars are for little kids. I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down, no, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. The clock tick-tocks and I walk alone. I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea. Look off again, grief my face.
want to talk about Ireland. Specifically, I want to talk about the famine. About the fact that there never really was one. There was no famine. See, Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All of the other food, meat, fish, vegetables, was shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while the Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history, and this is what I think is still hurting me. You see, we're like a child that's been battered, has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened, still feels all the painful feelings. But they lose contact with the memory, and this leads to massive self-destruction, alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running. And in its worst form, becomes actual killing. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? An American army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of a nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or in ships of emigration. But what finally broke us was not starvation, but its use in the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine. But what they don't say is, in truth, there really never was one.
Excuse me, lonely people.
Sorry, excuse me.
Where do they all come from?
I can tell you in one word.
All the lonely people. Where do they all come
from? So let's take a look, shall we? The highest statistics of child abuse in the EEC, and we say we're a Christian country, but we've lost contact with our history. See, we used to worship God as a mother. We're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Look at all our old men in the pubs. Look at all our young people on drugs. We used to worship God as a mother. Now look at what we're doing to each other. We've even made killers of ourselves, the most childlike, trusting people in the universe. And this is what's wrong with us. Our history books, the parent figures lied to us. I see the Irish as a race like a child that got itself bashed in the face. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
Oh, lonely people.
We stand on the brink of a great achievement. In this island, there is no solution to be found to our disagreements by shooting each other. There is no real invader here. We are all Irish in all our different kinds of ways. We must not now or ever in the future show anything to each other except tolerance, forbearance, and neighborly love.
Our traditions. Everyone here knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
The way you play guitar makes me feel so masochistic. The way you go down low deep into the neck, and I would do anything, and I would do anything. And Patty Hearst, You standing there in front of the Symbionese Liberation Army flag with your legs spread. I was wondering, were you getting it every night from a black revolutionary man and his women, or were you really dead? And now that you are on the run, what goes on in your mind? Your sister, they sit by the window. No, your mama does a sit and cry. And your daddy, well, you know what your daddy said, Patty. You know what your daddy said, Patty? He said, oh, 60 days ago, she was such a lovely child. Now here she is with a gun in her hand.
Joe, where you gonna run to? I gotta
And you just heard from Patti Smith with Hey Joe. Before that, we had Famine by Sinead O'Connor. And at the top of that set, we had Tanya Davis, Eulogy for You and Me, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This is The Mood with May. We have been covering spoken music. I hope the examples that I just played for you make it a little bit more clear what I'm getting at. It's a very hard, I was just discussing this in the office at the station here. It's a very hard grouping of music, or I guess genre of music, to explain without giving solid examples. So I hope that at least those gave you a better understanding of what I'm going for. The next few songs I have, I guess two of them lean more into the protest element, which we saw a little bit in Famine by Sinead O'Connor, which, for those of you who don't know who Sinead O'Connor is, I implore you to check out her music. She was an amazing figure in music in general, like just very well done sonically, vocally, lyrically, an icon. But she also protested a lot with her music, specifically the Catholic Church. She famously spoke out against the Pope and the Catholic Church on SNL, which is just really cool and fun and interesting. So if you're into that, check out more of her music. I mean, all of these artists are wonderful. Tanya Davis, I have to look more into her discography personally, but from what I've heard, is an amazing artist and Canadian. The next song that I have coming up is the Gil Scott-Heron track that I had mentioned earlier in the beginning of the episode. The reason that I'm saying that this one is so culturally significant right now is A, because thematically, I think it's culturally significant with everything going on in the States. And also, it was kind of brought into the social hemisphere again by Kendrick Lamar at the halftime show, where he referenced it very directly, actually. He said the revolution will not be televised. And I think a lot of people took that as it being Kendrick Lamar's own words. And while I do think that he is quite the wordsmith himself, and they think that he has very poignant lyrics, this is a Gil Scott-Heron track. It's off of Pieces of a Man from 1971, which is just like, it has a lot of revolutionary-esque tracks, very similar to this, like Save the Children, Home is Where the Hatred Is, Pieces of a Man, A Sign of the Ages, The Prisoner, Chains. Like, there's so many tracks that fall along the same vein. So again, if you enjoyed that performance by Kendrick Lamar and you want to see more like revolutionary spoken poetry, Gil Scott-Heron is a perfect place to start. I mean, it's a pretty, I don't want to say basic example, but it's one that's very well known and it's a good introduction into that space. After that, we have For the CanCon, Leonard Cohen with The Goal. This is off of Thanks for the Dance, which came out in 2019. And this was more of like a conclusive album for him. I mean, for those of you who know, Leonard Cohen was very active, like starting from in and around the 60s. So this is quite later on in his career. And then after that, I was between two tracks by this group. It's Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers. This is an Indigenous Mi'kmaq group from Nova Scotia, Canada. I don't know why I clarified that, but there's two that I'm going between, and one of them is like a reading over a track, like an instrumental track of the poem I Lost My Talk, which is, I would say, a famous poem in just like the history of Indigenous spaces. I think it was written by Rita Joe. It was published a couple years ago, but I think it speaks to a lot of the issues with the treatment of Indigenous people in Canada. I mean, in many other countries as well, but specifically in Canadian spaces, with, you know, residential schools and forcing them onto reservations, stripping them away from stripping their rights and their land away from them. So that's a poignant track. But then they also have one that is their own words, Marks on the Ground, which I think I'm leaning towards that one. So we're going to play that just because it's their own work a little bit more so than speaking a poem, which is, I mean, like, if you enjoy this track, or if you enjoy like Indigenous artists and Indigenous history, I recommend you checking out more of their work. But Marks on the Ground is from album of the same name released in 2024. This is specifically the reprise because the original Marks on the Ground, that's the first track, is 7 minutes and 32 seconds. So this one is a little bit more tame at 5 minutes, but still kind of gets that message across. But without further ado, we're going to start things off with Gil Scott-Heron and The Revolution Will Not Be Televised right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
I can't leave my house or answer the phone. I'm going down again, but I'm not alone. Settling at last accounts of the soul. This for the trash, that paid in full. As for the fall, it began long ago. Can't stop the rain, can't stop the snow. I sit in my chair, I look at the street. The neighbor returns my smile of defeat. I move with the leaves, I shine with the chrome. I'm almost alive, I'm almost at home. No one to follow, and nothing to teach, except that the goal falls short of the reach.
Underground. I dreamt I was walking down a path. And there were big boulders. They had writings of songs. And then I heard my grandfather singing. I heard my grandmother singing. Then I could hear many grandmothers singing. Is our medicine. And that medicine is to be shared. And when I leave, leave my marks on the ground. For the next generation, to make the medicine strong for all of us, so this medicine can heal all of us.
Yeah.
Marks on the Ground reprise by Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers, which is a lovely Mi'kmaq group out of Nova Scotia. And then before that, we had the one, the only Leonard Cohen, and at the very beginning, the amazing Gil Scott Heron. We've been doing spoken music, which I hope by this point you'll have a feel for what I'm meaning when I say that. The next few tracks that I have for you are a bit more contemporary. They're less of the old school, like, folky protest spoken music that you'd see with the Sinead O'Connor or the Gil Scott Heron or even the Alan Sillaboy track. The one that I have here that's, I guess, very recent is also a Canadian artist, Joel Plaskett. This is off of One Real Reveal, which is an album from 2024, The New Joys. And then after that, we have Meanwhile by Carolyn Polachek. And then we have Why My Love by Asia Monet, which is off of their 2023 album, When the Poems Do What They Do, which has another track that's explicit, unfortunately, entitled Black Joy, with a very similar cadence. So if you enjoy her track, I recommend you check out that entire album, but specifically also the Black Joy album, or the Black Joy song, sorry. But without further ado, we're going to get into Joel Plaskett right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The New Joys. Blind spots. Crane my neck. Look back. Saw dots connecting broken track. Hearts down the alley start rallying real love. Shall we show it? We reaped it. We ripped it. So now we sow it. Eyes were open but can't be sure exactly what I was looking for other than myself. Still some days I hate to say I just have eyes to look away. Words upon words, hooks into hooks. Can't undo, can't run through, can't uncook the books. What's old where nothing's new? So we hold our breath, hit the wall. Half the time we fall, other times we hang our heads. Blame it on our parents, their parents, this country, these threads, or the first two words after the title, of course. Lay nothing on the new joys. When we're not busy thinking too much, I suppose we should be thinking this through. We look down at the road, think, this is rough. Then up at the clouds, thinking, now that's enough. Words still weaving, hemmed in by them now. Some days he says, they're all I've got. Should I say this out loud? But then there's you. Outside this high definition, the real 2020 vision of beauty. Not just on this channel, but the whole shebang. Moving truth, not shot through with explanation. Upstairs, there are no holes in this story, only windows in. I'm rarely up before the sun in this half dream, the one where I'm in your parlor is fading fast. The other half still caught up with the cats in the kitchen, dishes to do, yawning now. Dawning on me, it's hard to learn the ropes when you're not up against them. Listening, talking slower, till you wind me up. And we wind up somewhere else. Time's up somewhere else.
Not here.
But not here, not yet. Thoughts to matter, form from force. What are we doing?
Why we're performing,
of course. Try as I might to get these words right. Come on, type right. Tear it up. Are you stuck?
Stuck in the snow.
Stuck in the snow? Can we roll? With the white out? No. Best foot forward?
No.
Best turn the light out. Sleep. Let's sleep on it, babe. Baby, please don't go down to Nouvelle Écosse through this cold triangle. Stay close. Okay, hit 'em up if you must, every angle. Unity's not mutually exclusive when the old boys club can book a room at the New Joys Inn.
God damn,
you're a character. But I can't find the key for you. This afternoon?
Tea
for two? Maybe then I get a clearer picture, what is in fact true. This blue you've been through. And where you're going.
How close.
And how close to follow. When it's snowing.
Sisters and saves. My love survived the middle passage, waded the waters. My love be grassroots, organizes movements. The birds, the bees, my love be butterflies beaming. My love be indigenous, ocean wide, sky deep. My love listens to the land. All natural, no preservatives. My love be homemade from scratch. Scribbled handwritten notes, adoration. My love be scripture, be ritual, baptism, revival. A cathedral built from bare hands, a Taj Mahal, all the temples. My love creates new ways to worship. Serenity, sorcery, hieroglyphs across your chest, tongue tied. My love be sacred geometry, past life premonitions, revelations and gratitude, prayer hands. My love be call and response. Praise the eyelashes and the eyes. My love be a river like the Nile, ancient and long. My love be a crowd of shyness. Secret messages in the rosy red of deep dimples. My love be a reflection, a looking glass magic, a song we only dance to. My love. My love make no excuses. My love be compassionate, forgives but not stupid. Be backbone, be ass whooping accountable. My love be love. Abundant, limitless, endless, giving, make no mistakes, lest they lessons. My love be book smart, be Google, Be Google ready, encyclopedic, soul listening, kindred twin flame, seeking, questioning, answering, demanding, aggressive, hugging, consent, candle lighting, that tarot card, psychic healing, intuitive, my love, be brave. My love, be brave, be heavy-hearted, light-headed, woozy, clumsy, knee-wobbling, butterfly belly dancing, floating and fluttering, my love, be goofy. Be goofy, be silly, trusting, foreplay, aching, tempting, tasting, to savor, weary, wounded, ridding, ghosts. Some things cannot be saged, but must be faced. My love, be partnership, be collective, don't leave when things get tough, be flawed, stretch mark, pudgy, bold, my love, squeezes, pimples, tweezes, ingrown. Memories, my love, be a lighthouse. In the middle of a storm, be light. Why every time we tell a man about himself, our love gotta come into question? Who said loving you would be a walk in the white section of the park? Who wrote the poems that make love into a doormat, doorbell, pornographic, wet dream, male gaze, nonsense, romance film? Who done turned love into a battle of the sexes? Say I can't love my man and tell him where it hurts, or how, when to stop, when to slow, treat me with kindness. Who say I can't teach you how to love me? How to tender tug and touch, how to witness and watch. Who say love gotta humiliate me? Gotta turn me into a victim, into a damsel in distress. If I could tell you about yourself to your face, I wouldn't have to speak to strangers. Why my love always gotta be in question? Gotta go through tests, relay races, obstacle courses, gotta hop on one leg and bark like a dog. Why my love gotta do backflips and learn rocket science and speak mansplain? Why my love gotta wait till you ready to love you? Why the world ain't got my back, and I always seem to have yours.
And that was Asia Monet with Why My Love. Before that, we had Meanwhile by Carolyn Polachek. And at the top of that set, Joel Plaskett with The New Joys right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're in the last five-ish minutes or so of the program. So we're going to close things out with a request by the lovely Chance, who often has requests for me. But before I do that, I'd just like to say thank you for coming along with me on this spoken music ride. I hope you've enjoyed. I hope you've maybe found some new artists that you enjoy and that you want to look into further. I don't know. I think it's really, poetry is really important. The written word is really important, but also transferring that to, you know, spoken aspects is really important. And if you enjoy spoken word programming, you should tune in for Close Reads on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's done by the lovely Corey and Madeline, or Madeline. I don't know. I like to pronounce people's name the way I pronounce it, which is unfortunate. But yeah, they do a really amazing job of highlighting local and student authors. And they have their program on Fridays at 1 p.m. So if that's something that you're interested in, I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend you tune in for that local content, but also for their lovely programming. And they do interviews with the authors and they do live readings. So that being said, the last few tracks that I have for you here, the first one is a recommendation by Chance. It's Utah Phillips. We have fed you, hold on, it's a long title. We have fed you all 1,000 years. This is off of the live album from 1983, but it's very pro-union
music. And I think I'm going to cut out the next few tracks just because I don't think we'll have time. But please, please, please let me know. You can email me or send me a DM on Instagram, themoodwithmay@gmail.com or themoodwithmay on Instagram. If you want to see something like this in the future, or if you have recommendations for other artists for me to check out, or if you have recommendations for concepts to do in the future, because I'm always open to those. I love exploring different genres and different, I guess, amalgamations of music to an extent there. Anyhow, it was such a fun time going through and finding all of this music, and maybe, potentially, we'll do it again in the future. I have some interesting ideas coming up for the next few weeks, so be sure to stay tuned. And I will see you next week, Wednesday at 10 a.m. But without further ado, Utah Phillips right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, now that says most of it. This was the rest of it. We have fed you all for 1,000 years, and you hail us still unfed. Though there's never a dollar of all your wealth, but Marx the worker's dead. We have yielded our best to give you rest, and you lie on a crimson wool. That blood be the price of all your wealth. Good God, we have paid in full. There's never a mind-blown skyward now, but we're buried alive for you. And there's never a wreck drift shoreward now, but we are a ghastly crew. Go and reckon our dead by the forges red and the factories where we've been. Then it will be the price of your cursed wealth. Good God, we have paid it in. We have fed you all for 1,000 years. For that was our doom, you know, from the days when you chained us in your fields, to the strike of a week ago. You have taken our lives and our husbands and wives and called it your legal share. Then it will not be the price of your lawful wealth. Good God, we have bought it fair.
Hey, yo, what's up?
This is the OBGM.
And you are listening to CFRC 101.9
FM.
This Black History Month, shine a light on passionate Black community leaders working in Black-serving nonprofits. Visit supportblackcharities.org to discover, support, and connect with these nonprofits and their leaders. Start now by contributing to elevate our Black leaders and make a lasting impact on the Black community. Celebrate and recognize their commitment by making a donation. To find nonprofits or charities based on your location or interest, visit supportblackcharities.org today.
Hello, everybody. We're Stereolab.
And my name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And you're listening to
CFRC,
the best radio station we've ever heard.
Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic? I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music.